Hi, and welcome to another HomePod demo. In this demo, I just want to show you a few things that I can do here at home with my HomeKit enabled devices using the HomePod, of course, with Siri. So let's just get straight into it. So the first thing I always like to do in my house is to find out what the temperature is. So let's try this one first. And again, in a few of my other HomePod demos, I haven't used the word HEY Siri to stop people triggering their own devices. So I'm going to touch and hold on the top of the HomePod. And of course, you're going to hear it speak because I'm using VoiceOver. So I touch the top of the HomePod.
Hi.
And double tap and hold. What is the temperature in the lounge room?
The lounge room temperature in your David's home is at 22 degrees Celsius.
And of course, I'm using the Eve weather sensors for both inside and outside. So let me check the humidity in the lounge room.
Hi.
What is the humidity in the lounge room?
The humidity is at 52%.
And let's try the outdoor Eve weather station. What is the temperature in the pergola? And because this one's
just
outside, it takes a bit longer.
The pergola temperature in your David's home is at 22 degrees Celsius.
What is the humidity in the pergola?
Just a sec. The outside humidity is at 66%.
Very good. Now, normally at the night time, and the HomePod's normally in the lounge room, not here in the toy room at the moment where it is for this recording, the boys like to wander out and turn on their individual lights. So I can actually say, or they can say, turn Owen's lamp on.
Getting in touch. Okay.
That wasn't very helpful. Let me check the status. What is the status of Owen's lamp?
Your Owen's lamp is on.
Beautiful. Okay, let's turn it off. Turn off Owen's lamp.
Got it.
Thank you. Let's check the status. What's the status of Owen's lamp?
Your Owen's lamp is off.
Lovely. Let's do Lachlan. Turn on Lachlan's lamp.
Done.
Okay, and status. What is the status of Lachlan's lamp?
Your Lachlan's lamp is on.
Cool. Turn off Lachlan's lamp.
Getting in touch. All set.
Good. What is the status of Lachlan's lamp?
Your Lachlan's lamp is off.
Now, to calmly annoy my boys in the morning to get them out a bit better, I do this. Turn on boys' lamps.
Enabling boys' lights on.
So both boys will now have their lamps on in their bedroom. So if I check it, each one.
Hi.
What is the status of Owen's lamp?
Your Owen's lamp is on.
Beautiful. What is the status of Lachlan's lamp?
Your Lachlan's lamp is on.
Okay, and of course I can do boys' lights off.
Boys' lights off. You got it.
And I just realised when I was doing that to turn them on, I actually said boys' lamps and it changed it to boys' lights, which was actually quite nice because what it's supposed to be is boys' lights on for the scene and boys' lights off for the off scene. All right, let me do one that my wife always does in the middle of the night when she has to go to somewhere. And this one is quite handy. Turn on lounge room lamp.
Done.
Turn off lounge room lamp.
Sending your request. Got it.
And let's turn on the lamp in the master bedroom on Ellen's side of the bed. Turn on Ellen's lamp.
Sending your request. All set.
Okay, and check.
Hi.
What's the status of Ellen's lamp?
Your Ellen's lamp is on.
Beautiful. Turn off. Turn off Ellen's lamp.
Getting in touch. Done.
Okay, and status. What is the status of Ellen's lamp?
Your Ellen's lamp is off.
Beautiful. Now, when we're watching TV at night time, we only like the lounge room lamp and Ellen's lamp on in the house. So I've got a scene to turn both those lamps on. Similar scene set up to what I've got for the boys' lamps, so I can actually say lights on.
Just a moment. Enabling lights on.
And let me turn them off. Lights off.
Just a sec. Lights off. You got it.
And my other one that I like to turn on to listen to in the morning, I've got one of those old fashioned, not internet connected AM FM radios for the kitchen because I just want one. So I can do this. Turn on dining room radio, which is right next to my kitchen.
That's done.
Okay, and there's the radio on. And of course, if I want to check the status, even though I can hear it, what's the status of the dining room radio?
Your radio is on.
There we go. All right, so turn off dining room radio.
That's done.
Now, not so much here in Australia, and I'm doing this recording at the end of summer, so I really don't need this particular HomeKit command now, but in winter it comes handy, so I can do this one. Turn toy room heater on.
All set.
And it's quite handy being in the same room as the heater at the moment because they can actually hear the switch turn on. And if it hasn't become very obvious when I've been doing all the lamps, they're all connected to switches, in this case, Eve energy switches. All right, let me turn this heater off. Turn off toy room heater.
Done.
And of course, my final big scene, if I want to turn all the lights on in the house and turn the dining room radio on, turn on house.
Getting in touch.
And then of course I can do this. Turn off house.
Sending your request.
Okay, so that's a fairly quick demo of what I currently use with HomeKit via the HomePod. And remember that the HomePod also acts as a home hub. So if I'm out and about, I can use the HomePod functionality to give me remote access. So I could actually turn the lights on and off, check the weather inside and out, and turn the radio on whilst I'm away outside of home. So that'll do me for this demo for the moment on using HomeKit-enabled devices with the HomePod. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.